Environmental Changes and Human Impact on the Alpine Lesson by Jonah Smith. The Rocky Mountain Alpine Tundra is home to some of the most amazing wildlife on Earth. However, this life zone has been polluted and devastated in many ways. One example of this is the increasing heat and global warming on planet Earth, which can be caused by human beings and the environment. Some examples are humans use electricity that can pollute the air, and animals can release manure, which is a greenhouse gas that causes global warming. Both of these can cause increasing heat and global warming. Many animals of the alpine life zone are adapted to the freezing cold, and these new warmer temperatures can actually make life harder for these animals. At first, some animals' natural habitats are at the lower summits of the alpine. However, the heat makes these animals move up to higher summits where they do not belong. Now these animals become inactive species, and these species can eat some plants or animals that other native species need to survive. Now the food chain is out of balance, which can lead to many animals dying out or some species getting overpopulated. But yet again, since heat rises, these animals are pushed to the top of the alpine. This isn't good because there is less room at the top of the mountains, leading to overpopulation, and then producers die out because an unnatural amount of animals are eating them, then prey dies out because there are no producers to eat, and then finally predators die because they have no prey to eat. Now there are barely any animals in the alpine life zone, which affects all of the food chain and all of the life zones in the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Another way heat devastates the environment is that it can melt snow, which leads to avalanches, which can wipe out animals, and then food chains die out, and this truly devastates the environment. Another problem that is starting to increase in the alpine life zone is air pollution. This pollution is, once again, created by humans and in the environment. One of the many pollutants in the air is nitrogen. Although this gas is essential to some ecosystems, too much of it can have bad effects. At some altitudes 9,000 feet and up, nitrogen is at 15 times the normal amount where it should be at in that life zone. Plants affected by this can have lower nutrient development, which means some species of plants will die out, and this devastates the environment because loss of certain producers will lead to more food chains dying out, and then there are either very little animals in the alpine life zone or certain species get overpopulated. Hopefully in the future, we will find solutions that will improve life for all the plants and animals in the Rocky Mountain Alpine Life Zone.